Did you ever have a favorite TV show that ended a little too soon? Now, as one of those people who tends to fall on the geeky, sci-fi, fantasy kind of things, there are a slew of TV shows that I got into that ended way too soon. Space Above and Beyond, Firefly, Stargate Universe. Some of these didn't even last into a second season. And when you're telling a story that involves new cultures and aliens, distant planets and all sorts of ridiculous technology that makes really awesome explosions, a handful of episodes just doesn't cut it. It's been fun watching what author George R.R. Martin is doing with his Song of Ice and Fire series that the TV show Game of Thrones is based on. There's still at least two more books that need to come out, and the TV series is already getting close to the end of the material that the author has published. There's a slim chance that the author might die before the series is finished. And so he's even told the creators of the TV show the end of the story, just in case he doesn't make it. When we get invested in characters, their histories, and their worlds, we need more than one binge-watching session of Netflix to feel satisfied. We need a conclusion, a way to wrap the story up that makes total sense and leaves us in awe. We need a conclusion where we don't need to ask what-if kinds of questions. We need an ending that when we tell our friends and family why we love this show so much, they hear how the show ended and they just get it. They might not be as geeky as us, but they'll still get why we were excited about it and why we devoted the hours and hours watching the show like we did. And our gospel reading today, from the Gospel according to Mark, doesn't really give us that. It reads like the end of a TV series that we really got into and ended way too quickly. Now, these eight verses in the 16th chapter of Mark are it. Many scholars believe that this is how the original version of Mark ended. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome come to the tomb at the break of day to finish the burial rites for Jesus, their beloved teacher and friend. And along the way, they're a little preoccupied with a minor detail about how Jesus was buried. So I imagine as they walk through the crisp spring air, with the sound of songbirds flipping about and the early morning merchants and laborers stirring, these three devout women spent their time talking about a rock blocking the doorway. And when they got to the tomb, they were surprised. They were shocked to see the stone already rolled back. All their talk during the journey was unnecessary. Instead, something brand new was happening. So as they peeked their head through the door, slowly, hesitantly, not really knowing what they were going to see, they spot someone they didn't expect. A young man in a white robe just sitting there. The young man tells them not to be afraid, that Jesus is raised, Jesus is not here. And this young man tells them to go. Tell the other disciples what's happened and where Jesus is going. And these three women run. They flee, they totally freak out. And they say nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. That's how Mark's gospel ends. Now, if we go home and open our Bibles, we'll see other endings added on. One is just a sentence, while the other is an additional 11 verses. These endings were added years after Mark was written because this abrupt ending makes us uncomfortable. How can silence be the final word? How can the story of Jesus, the story of God coming into our world, showing us what love looks like, how can we be afraid of that? How can we tell Jesus' story if we don't have a neat little conclusion to share? The other Gospels give us resurrection stories. The other Gospels show us that these women at the tomb, these first to proclaim Jesus dead and raised, these first Christians, they actually told someone. And we know they did. Because look around. Would we be here if they didn't? And maybe that's Mark's point. Take a moment and actually look around at everyone here. We're all here for a reason. We're here because Christ Lutheran is our church, and we're here every Sunday. We're here because it's Easter, and going to church on Easter is something we do. We're here because a friend or a family member invited us, because our parents dragged us, or because something happened this week, and we just needed to be around spiritual people today. The reasons why we're here are legion, and our reasons for being here are all real, all valid, all incredibly valued, and I am glad you are here. We're bigger today because of your presence. We're better today because of who you are. We're better followers of Jesus because of your story, and we couldn't be who we are without you. And maybe that's Mark's point. If we take the story and wrap it in a nice little bow, put on that nice conclusion that makes us feel satisfied, we miss what the young man sitting in the tomb is saying. He has been raised. He is not here. Jesus isn't where the women expect. He isn't waiting for the women to finish burying him. He isn't dead. Jesus has always been beyond their and our expectations. From the very start, when he began preaching that the kingdom of God, that this kingdom of God's inclusive and overwhelming love defines who we are, what we are, and just how we live and love each other, Jesus has always been beyond where we expect him to be. Jesus isn't dead. Jesus isn't where he's supposed to be. Jesus is resurrected. He's brand new. He's more than just alive. We can't wrap his story up in a neat little bow because we don't get to say how this story ends. Because what matters to Mark isn't the conclusion to the story. What's important are people, those who are living in God's conclusion, those who are living in the world that God has made, that Jesus died in, and the world that the Holy Spirit continues to breathe new life into. All of us here, right now, are part of God's conclusion. Everyone outside these walls are part of God's final story. We, like those early disciples and those first Christian women, whether we believe or not, whether we understand or not, we are part of Jesus' story. Go. Tell. That's what the young man in the tomb tells these women. Go and tell our story. How God has mattered in our lives, or how we've never felt Jesus near us. Go and tell our struggles. Tell our fears, our terrors. Share what amazes us and what scares us. Go and tell the problems that the world faces. From racism and terrorism to income inequality and violence, sickness and fear. Go and tell our honest story about how far we are from loving like we should, and how hate sometimes looks like it's won. And then go and tell that Jesus is not in the tomb. He's not hiding behind a rock. He's not waiting for us to find him where we expect him. No, Jesus is out there, in the terrors, in the fears, in the times of our lives that amaze and frighten us. God's story continues, and Jesus is in it, through thick and thin, showing us that God's kingdom, God's love, and God's presence matters more than how we'd like the story to end. Jesus who was crucified, Jesus who was killed, Jesus who was defeated, has been raised. The ending we gave him couldn't hold him. We're now living in God's ending, where this creation and this human race isn't just worth dying for, it's worth being resurrected for, too. So go, tell, say, Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.